Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. This is about the importance of fulfilling one's promise. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said the following with regards to Allah's verse, "Do not be like her who would undo her yarn, breaking it up after spinning it to strength, by making your oaths a means of mutual deceit amongst yourselves." Right, so with regards to this verse kind of alludes to the importance of fulfilling one's promise. Imam Baqir alayhi salam, in response to, with regards to this verse, he said the following: "The one who undid her yarn was a woman from the tribe of Bani Taym bin Murrah, called Rabita or Raita, daughter of Ka'b bin Sa'd bin Taym bin Ka'b bin Lu'ayya bin Ghalib." This is the name of this woman. "She was a stupid woman who would spin hair, and after she had spun it, she would undo it and then start to spin it all over again." So Allah in this verse gives a parable of this woman, right? So in this hadith, this beautiful hadith, the Imam kind of alludes to historically who this person was that Allah is comparing the breaker of the promise to. In continuation, the Imam says, "So Allah said, 'Do not be like her who would undo her yarn.' Verily Allah," the Imam says, "blessed and most high, has commanded the fulfillment of the oath and has prohibited its breaking and has made this a parable for them." Allah compares the person who breaks his promise to this stupid woman who would do this stupid thing. She would spin her yarn, then open it, then spin it again, then open it, right? Her stupidity was compared to the stupidity of the person who breaks his oath. Breaking one's oath is considered very grave and very wrong. Also, Imam Baqir also said the following. He said, "There are three things wherein Allah, mighty and exalted, has not granted anyone a concession: the fulfillment of one's promise, be it to the good person or the bad." It doesn't matter who you made your promise to, a good person or a bad person or whoever it was, regardless of who you made the promise to, it's necessary for you to keep it and to fulfill one's oath. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Fulfillment of a promise is a part of faith. Husnul ahd min al iman." It's a part of faith. "He who does not observe his promises and his guarantee does not have conviction in Allah Ta'ala." And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following, when asked about the verse, "O ye who have faith, keep your agreements," the Imam replied, this verse, it refers to the promises, keeping one's promise. People who have faith, they're supposed to keep their promises. In fact, Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he wrote a letter to his governor, who he appointed to over Egypt, Malik Ashtar, he said, "Amongst all things made incumbent by Allah, there is nothing on which people are more strongly united, in spite of the differences of their opinions and the diversity of their views, than the respect for fulfilling promises." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the importance of fulfilling promises in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.